Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to Harry Wilburn's World.
Wide.
Time.
I find myself
afternoon, everyone. I'm Harry Welburn. Welcome to Sheffield Live Community Radio's Worldwide Wig Out. All kinds of music from all around the world. Today we celebrate the birthday of Maritza, the queen of modern fado. And the Wig Out remembers Jimmy Cliff, 6 years a star of Jamaican reggae and a global music star. He sadly died last month. Many Rivers to Cross, a 1996 version, but the original was chosen for the Millennium Dome. Part of a wonderful series of songs, Jimmy Cliff, from the late 60s, early 70s. This afternoon, there are also tracks on the Wig Out from India's Anushka Shankar, Brazil's Baden Powell, Francis Charles Trenet, and from Mali and Guinea, this is Guitar Barrow, from their newly released Guitar Barrow album. This instrumental is Homage a la Rumba Congolaise. I will also be playing a listener's request for an American act, and there are two acts playing here in Sheffield, Nicola Farnon and shortly the Magpie Arc. They will be after the opening Maritza track, which will be from Maritza's 2001 breakthrough album, Fado M Mim. But back to Homage a la Rumba Congolaise, Guitar Barrow. Thank you.
carinho em desalinho. Você me se faz andar de gatas. É mau procedimento e há intenção naquilo que faz. Entre sem desequilíbrio, não há equilíbrio que seja capaz. As leis da física falham e a vertical de qualquer lugar oscila sem se deter e deixa de ser perpendicular. Do vinho a folha solta a bailar ao vento, ferreio de sol no firmamento que trouxe a uva doce carinho. Ainda guardo o calor do sol e assim eu até duvido aumento o valor, seja de quem for, na boa conta, peso e medida. E só faz mal a quem me julga, ninguém faz pouco de mim. Quem me trata como água é ofensa, pago caro. A mercê tem razão, é ingratidão falar mal do vinho e aprovar o que digo. Vamos, meu amigo, a mais um copinho. Eu já fui respondo o vinho, a folha solta a bailar ao vento, por raio de sol no firmamento trouxe a uva doce carinho. Ainda guardo o calor do sol e assim eu até duvido aumento o valor, seja de quem for, na boa conta, peso e medida. E só faço mal a quem me julga, ninguém faz pouco de mim. Quem me trata como água é ofensa, pago caso assim. Vossa mercê tem razão, é ingratidão falar mal.
Oh no!
This is the World Round Wig Out on www.sheffieldlive.org. Two contrasting, outstanding current world voices there. First, Portugal's Maritza Oike La Osonovina on the 2001 album Fader on Mim, which established Maritza in Portugal as a successor to the legendary Amália Rodrigues. Then Nancy Kerr with All I Planted, the opening track on the 2023 album debut, Glamour in Grey of the Magpie Ark, and the Ark are playing a hometown gig, at least for the half of the band who aren't Scottish, at Sheffield's Firth Hall, 19th of December. There was a Maritza track on the previous edition of the World Wide Wig Out, the tribute to Danny Thompson edition. Thank you for listening to that. It's there for you on Mixcloud/MMSoulPlus/. And another fine Sheffield singer and fine double bass player now, Nicola Final. She's after another Maritza track. It's on 2020's tribute to Amália Rodrigues, Maritza Canta Amália. It is Estrana Forma da Vida.
Para, deixa de bater. softly whispering to you. Do you know that there's really not that much to do? Well, I float away, sailing down that meadow, light standing still, dream my way.
Maritza 2020, Estrana, former Davida, then Sheffield's Nicola Farnon, her own composition, Perfect Lovely Day, from Three and Easy. Nicola's part of a post-Christmas extravaganza at Greystones on 29th of December. This is Worldwide Wig Out, which is all kinds of music, so I hope I'm demonstrating from all around the world. It's fortnightly Thursdays, 4 p.m. on Sheffield Live Community Radio. Still to come today, more Maritza, more Jimmy Cliff, plus Baden Powell, Anushka Shankar, Charles Trenet. Two editions ago, the feature was Al Toussaint, the legend of New Orleans music, and I played a piano instrumental version of his Southern Nights. There is another live version by Al Toussaint, and it's been requested by the Wig Out's Spanish listener, Chris Thompson. And it's on the wonderful 2013 Songbook album, recorded at New York's Joe's Pub, where Al Toussaint played regularly after he had to relocate from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. This magical version of Southern Nights is 13 minutes long. Me and Chris Thompson love it. I hope you enjoy it.
Southern sky. just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Stop this world from fighting. La da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da da, la da da. Southern skies, have you ever been to southern skies?
This piece is about growing up, being born in New Orleans, and taking rides out in the country on some weekends with my father. He'd pack us up in the car and take us for a ride out to visit the old folk in the country who never would come to the city. They wanted nothing to do with the city except us, so we came to them. My father thought we had to go to know where we came from, to know where we were gone. We didn't care about his philosophy, but we loved the ride. But we'd take that ride. And as we'd ride out of town, the further we get out of town, the further and further the houses were apart. After a while, they were very far apart. I mean, a long distance, like a shotgun apart, you know. Maybe that was the point, you know. They were all the same color, those old houses in the country. They were all gray. And they had this old, same old gray boards. In fact, all these houses, I think, they were never new. They were built old. And they all had this long porch all the way across the front. A little short porch, two steps, and you're on the porch. And we just loved it then. And on the ride out there, we'd see things we didn't see in the city. We'd see cows moving about, horses, pigs, chickens strutting around with all their parts intact, you know. Not a bucket of wings or nothing like that, you know. We'd pull up in front of Acreage out there, and they'd be waiting for us on the porch, and they'd talk that real funny talk out there. They'd talk that Creole talk. Some of them spoke no English at all. They just talked that Creole, and them who spoke the English sometimes, they had such an accent you didn't know what they were talking about. You just had to look at the eyebrows. If it went up, they were angry. But we loved it. And they'd be waiting on the porch. Angie Lee, they had them funny names. Angie Lee, Tanana, Uncle Edwa, Uncle Moe. And we'd jump out and run and have a wonderful time. And we'd see wells with water in it. And outhouses. I know no New Yorker don't know what an outhouse is. We loved it out there. My brother Benson, my sister Joyce, my mother Naomi Neville, and my father Clarence, and we'd be out there. And in the evening, in the country, after everyone had eaten, we'd all gather on that front porch, that little short porch. And this was before Children Owned the World. We sat at the lowest level down there. Angie and Cousin Nene sitting in the swing over here swinging, and Uncle Moe and Uncle Edwa over there lighting up, legally lighting up, you know. Cigars and pipes and stuff like that. And they'd be talking, and as I'd hear these old folk talking, it was wonderful. because I knew that everything that was important in the whole world was on this porch. I felt warm and safe and very much loved, and everything was peaceful and nice, and I knew that there was someone on this porch who could do something about anything in my life that I needed to know or needed. And as we'd sit out there, it began to get dark. And as the daylight would give unto the night, there was no electricity out there, no running water, no gasoline. So without electricity, quiet was very, very quiet. And we loved it. And as I would look up into the trees, by there being no electricity, there were no street lights, so the moonlight would really show off. And I'd look through the trees, and those leaves that were facing the moonlight would have little silver lights on them. And as the wind would blow through that, those little lights would twinkle on and off. It was absolutely beautiful. I was in the right place. And every now and then, a big gust of wind would come up, and those lights would really carry on. And everyone would just shut up and look at it, because it looked like it was doing it just for us. We would calm down again. And we see the hierarchy really at work at a time like that. A very old lady, the matriarch of all, would sit in a rocking chair, rocking real slowly, with her eyes just about closed. She would never say anything. She just rocked slowly. And for some reason, I guess it had to do with the dark, but the old folk would begin to tell these gory tales and say things that I didn't know what to make of it. Like Angenie would say, "I heard old John riding that old mule on the other side of the levee last night." And I hollered to him. I said, "John, is that you? I hear you cussing that mule." He was cussing like a sailor. I said, "You better stop whipping that mule." And Uncle Edward would say, "Woman, that man been dead 10 years ago. What you talking about?" She said, "You can believe that if you want, but he says he's going to visit you next week." And I was a little boy. I didn't know grown folk lied yet, you know. So that was very real to me. But it didn't matter, because nothing could happen to me, not here. And that old rocking chair would stop, and that old lady would reach down slowly beside her chair and pick up something, a little strange looking flask, and unscrew the top off it and take a little hit. And then screw the top back on, sit it back down, and everything would start up again. And everyone would breathe a sigh of relief. The story is forever and it's still going on, but what makes it important today, it's what inspired this song.
Southern night, have you ever felt the southern night? Southern skies, have you ever felt the southern? Its precious beauty lies deep beyond the eye, and it goes rushing through your soul like the stories told of old.
see slowly walk by, the weeping willow would cry for joy. It would cry for joy. Mysteries like this and many others in the dreams, they all glow in the night in the southern skies, in the southern skies.
Thank you, Chris Thompson, for requesting that bewitching, life-affirming version of Alan Toussaint's Southern Nights. As I said, it's on 2013's Songbook album. This is the World Wide Wig Out on sheffieldlive.org. And each Wig Out in 2025 has two regular features. Baden Powell is going to be this edition's guitar global great, but first, this week's Charles Trenet song from Paris 1941, Papa Piquet et Maman Coude.
Je suis né dans un village près du ciel plein d'oiseaux. Je suis l'enfant le plus sage de Pas-d'Isle-les-Eaux. Mes parents sont culottiers, et la nuit et le jour, ils font leur triste métier, le cœur plein d'amour. Papa pique et maman cou, papa pique et maman cou, maman cou, maman cou, papa pique et maman cou. La nuit j'entends leur machine qui gémit au grenier, comme le vent chez la voisine pleure dans l'escalier. Parfois, au milieu d'un rêve, je m'éveille en sursaut. Je vois le jour qui se lève, tandis que là-haut, papa pique et maman cou, papa pique et maman cou, maman cou, maman cou, papa pique et maman cou. C'est le printemps et c'est ma fête, j'ai 15 ans, quel bonheur. Et les filles à bicyclette emportent mon cœur. J'en connais une très jolie qui s'appelle Louison. Je la vois sur la prairie, car à la maison. Et y a papa qui pique, y a maman qui coue. Y a papa qui pique, y a maman qui coue. Y a papa qui pique, y a maman qui coue. Et y a papa qui pique, y a maman qui coue. Par un clair matin de décembre, tous les deux on se mariait. Et le soir dans notre chambre, ma femme riait. Nous allions bientôt connaître le bonheur cette nuit, quand soudain à la fenêtre on entend un bruit. Oh, papa pique maman cou, papa pique maman cou, maman, non, papa pique maman cou. Depuis, j'ai perdu ma mère, elle est morte doucement. Peu de temps après, mon père a suivi maman. Et Louison, ça n'est allé avec un vagabond. Et dans la maison hantée, chaque nuit, dit-on, papa pique maman cou, papa pique maman cou, maman, maman.
Thank you.
Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, quando eras ainda botão. Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, quando eras ainda botão. Disseram-te alguma coisa de a flor não ter coração? Disseram-te alguma coisa de a flor não ter coração? A rosa que se não colhe, nem por isso tem mais vida. A rosa que se não colhe, nem por isso tem mais vida. Ninguém há que te não olhe, que te não queira colhida. Ninguém há que te não olhe, que te não queira colhida. Quem te fez assim tão linda, não fez para mostrar. Quem te fez assim tão linda, não fez para mostrar. Que se é mais linda ainda quando se sabe negar. Que se é mais linda ainda quando se sabe negar. Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem? Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem? Que não tem senão espinhos para quem só lhe quer bem. Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem?
This is O Astronauta, Baden Powell from his influential 1962 Vondande album. Baden, this edition's Golden Guitar Great. And the 2025 Worldwide Wig Out Artist of the Year, known as the Singing Fool for his performance, but a consummate musician, Charles Trenet. I probably listened to more Charles Trenet than I did to any other artist. That was 1941's Papa Beak et Maman Coude. Then it'll be the final Maritz track, 2010's Fado Traditional, Donna Rosa. Today's other wig out feature, remembering Jimmy Cliff, the first Jamaican reggae star to become a global star. He wrote some great crossover hits, and I've owned a double vinyl album from 1975, The Best of Jimmy Cliff, for 50 years. It includes the title track of the 1973 Jamaican gangster movie in which he starred, The Harder They Come. That's next on The Wig Out.
What's mine? And then the thought of violets are blue. Believe me, I love you. Let's not be apart, cause you're the rose of my heart. And a sweet rose, you are my queen. You're my Miss Jamaica. My Miss Jamaica. You're my Miss Jamaica. I'm crowning you myself. Although you may not have such a fabulous shape to suit the rest of the world, but you do suit me, and that's all I want to know. I need not know nothing more. You're my Miss Jamaica. My Miss Jamaica. Shape suit the rest of the world, but you do suit me, and that's all I want to know. I need not know nothing more. You're my Miss Jamaica. My Miss Jamaica. You're my Miss Jamaica. I'm crowning you myself, cause you're my Miss Jamaica. Miss Jamaica, Miss Jamaica.
Back to back, Jimmy Cliff. 1973's The Harder They Come. Then Jimmy Cliff's first hit when he's 15 years old, 1962, Miss Jamaica. And the Wig Out is exiting with another new instrumental. This is track is Daybreak from Anushka Shankar's Chapter 3, Return to Light. Please check out the previous shows on www.mixcloud.com/mmsoul+. Just posted there yesterday's edition of Steel & Wire, which includes another Nicola Farnan track. The Wig Out returns in 2026 at 4 p.m. Thursday, 8th of January. It'll feature Chicago bluesman Howling Wolf, Romanian band Tarafta Hadouks. Two more examples of why the World Wide Wig Out is all kinds of music from all around the world. I want to thank you for listening. And as usual, we'll end the Wig Out with the words of my friend Mike Rubens. Enjoy every day, love and live life to the full. Thank you.
c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage.